there's, of course. Why wait? Why wait? Why not wait until later? Just play it now. It's okay, right? It's okay.
Ben Savage.
We're the ones who dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Step bring you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Nearest Age Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 331. And joining me today, I got Alex.
Hello.
And I got Brian.
What's up? And that's right, 331, as last week was 330.
I got it right this time.
Every episode
that we've had so far, I've always had a flow up on the number. I don't know, every single episode that we've had since we...
You're trying to get back into the groove of things, I guess it is.
It could be. I guess it could also be the fact that we're doing early recordings. And not just recording it like a couple days in advance, we're just doing it early and we're not doing it late at night. So it's like my brain is still going. But it's okay, it's all good. So what's going on, man? How's it going, Alex? How you doing, man? How you been?
Hanging in there like the little kid in the poster, bro. So, this week or whatever. Oh, so like an update since I mentioned it to you, you know, in the oh, look, it's Mario. Hey, buddy.
It's me, Mario.
Oh, hello. Oh my goodness, I'm allowed too. But yeah, so from last week when I was telling you about Luigi's Mansion 2, that challenge that I kept having an issue, but not even half an hour after signing off or whatever, I redid it and I finally, you know, was able to beat that challenge. I was like, oh fuck. You know, like, I was so happy with myself because I was having an issue with that because, like I said, it was, you know, a challenge. But, yeah. But
that's what challenges do. They challenge you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at you being straightforward.
You did it. So now we could all sleep at night.
Yes. We were at peace now, whatever. You know, all is well with the world. And,
This has been solved.
Yeah. Everything is a-okay. But this
everything
week
is pretty, house.
Yeah, everything's coming up Millhouse. But this week, I actually had a surprise visit from one of our buddies. Our honorary sister Tan came to pay me a visit on the 4th of July. The last time I saw her in person, and it's actually around the same time as I saw Mario, was the last convention we went to in November. Like, you know, we keep in touch with a chat, like we have a, you know, through messengers, and we just keep, you know, in touch, see how each other, you know how it is, dude. Like, even
how you doing, the regular how you doing.
Yeah, but the whole thing of is like, you already know we're good friends and we're family. Right, like you don't have to keep in touch like every day, but you know you do keep in touch, and when you do meet up in person, it's like it always feels like it was just yesterday. So like you know you're not like kind of like playing catch up or whatever, because anyway, like you know everything in the chat is said there, so like whatever going ons and everything like that. So, but when it comes to like TV and stuff, of course, the latest episode of The Boys.
You know, I've caught up on everything else but that last episode. Why did I take so long? It took forever to watch the other ones.
So we could talk about last week or whatever, that fucking the animals with the, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the animals like, you know, infected with the compound B.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was ridiculous.
No, what I thought was hilarious, like I said, with the Joker last week with the fucking the chicken, the like reminding me of the cuckoos from fucking The Legend of Zelda, like when you attack them, they go fucking crazy.
Yep.
When he burst through the agent's chest. Oh my god. Like I thought it was hilarious because in my mind all I kept thinking was like, you know, you know.
You had to attack that group of the cuckoos 50 times?
Yeah. Dude, since you mentioned that, like the cold cuckoo thing, whatever, I just think it's hilarious that in, I think it's the first Zelda that came out for the Switch or whatever, the, is it Breath of the Wild, right? Where, or it could be the other one. But yeah, but you can throw a cuckoo, attack it, and it'll attack, you know, the enemy, you know, like you could just use it as a swamp, but like, you know, like a, like just a fury attack.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I was just like watching people online, you know, doing tricks like that, which is fucking hilarious. And then in the new game, you can actually take a cuckoo, and if you know, and if you burn it, it comes out as a roast chicken. And you can have it as inventory.
Oh, that's great. That's you know what's funny, that's what they do in like Fortnite. I think it's like, you know, it's not Fortnite, it's Minecraft. That they have like chickens running around and you kill it and it turns into like a roast chicken.
But yeah, but dude, like I said, going back, The Boys has been fucking awesome. And then this week, you know, and then when hanging out with Tan, we watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, even though I saw it in the theaters, but it's a good movie, dude.
I enjoy Frozen Empire. Look, my problem with Frozen Empire is that the majority of the scenes from the trailers were not in the movie.
Like that's all I'm going to say is this. What I really liked about Frozen Empire is that it kind of reminded me of an episode of the real Ghostbusters, like the way that it played out. That's what I really liked about it.
That's what they were going for. They were going for real Ghostbusters style of storytelling with this one.
And it worked. The only thing that I kind of wish that they had, in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was hoping for it, like it would have been, it would have happened in Afterlife. I kind of want a fucking cameo from fucking Rick Moranis. You know, I want Lewis Tully to be, you know, at least, you know, some sort of thing. Like, so you could just know what's going on with him.
They keep trying, but he keeps going, no.
He doesn't want to do it. He's like, I'm done. No, with acting, I don't want to do anything. I'm chilling. Like, my kids are cool. I don't got to do anything else.
You know what I enjoyed about the interior for Frozen Empire was that one thing that they really paid attention to detail with was that if you look at the floor and the ceiling in that firehouse, how like a certain part of the floor and the ceiling look newer than the rest of the building, because that was, you know, rebuilt from when the fucking entertainment, the fucking containment unit exploding in the first movie.
Well, the first, and wasn't it the second movie too? No.
No.
The second movie was more when the slime started coming up, and then you had, you know, fucking Flip City playing and everything going fucking crazy. What I thought was kind of cool was that if you remember that scene from Ghostbusters 2 when they show that big archway, remember that big giant like ghost monster that they showed in that thing in Frozen Empire, they have a scene where they're, you know, they show that area again. And I was just like, oh, that was in Ghostbusters 2.
Well, that archway is Washington Square Park.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's just like, you know, it's just kind of cool, like, you know, that they had a lot of like callbacks, you know, which it does help out, you know, with movies sometimes to have like callbacks, but like I said, like I did really like Frozen Empire, and it was just cool to watch it, you know, to hang out with Fast and Furious, Olive Garden, you know, family, and just chill out. But yeah, and then during the weekend, I actually started watching you know how like when you have animes and they usually have movies that are like not direct with the, you know, with the series itself,
like the OVAs or something like that.
Yeah, the OVA. So I watched a couple of One Piece OVAs, and I'm just like, oh my god, fucking, like, you know, it just keeps adding to the thing of like how much I love One Piece. And I have to actually thank Mario for, like, you know, pushing me back, like, you know, like to try to catch up. And I'm up to date. I saw the latest episode on Crunchyroll this morning. So, yeah. So it just kind of sucks, like, now waiting, you know, every week so I can watch the new episode. But it kind of reminds me of like how old school TV was. Like, you know, you don't have, you know, you can't stream a whole season or whatever, like how, you know. Like, I think that just kind of takes away from it sometimes. that I kind of like that idea that you do have, you know, episodic TV.
Yeah,
no, I know, Mario. I know, Mario. I know it connects, but what I'm saying is, like, you don't really get callbacks from the movies in the series. That's what I mean. Like, you know, like it's a part. It's part of the universe or whatever, but they don't directly refer to it in certain things. That's what I mean. But yeah, but oh my God, dude! Like, you know, it's just been fun watching these movies that I've, you know, that. Like, I never got a chance to watch in a theater or anything like that. Then I'm finally like, you know, thank you, Netflix, you know, for having this thing. But whatever.
I kind of still want to watch the show, the live action show. But
you know what's funny? It is a lot better, way better than I expected. I you know, and it, you know, and it. I'm not going to say it, like, you know, it's direct 100%. But you could tell that this is, like, you know, like, they took the most from the anime to put it into the live action. Because all I'm going to say is this. Cowboy Bebop, you know, it was okay. Like, that's all I can say. It was okay.
Cowboy Bebop is fun. You don't have to take it for what it is. It's just a fun show to watch.
Yeah, and you know, and they did take a lot of stuff from, you know, from the actual anime, but they did change up a lot of stuff too. So, you know, and I get that you know you don't want to make it exact, but
not everything can translate.
True, but you know, I think sometimes the problem is if you change too much, you know, you lose sight of what, you know, what the thing is really about.
Yeah, I get it.
But that's my rant. I'm gonna get off my soapbox now. Brian, what you been up to, dude?
What's going on?
And I said, hey.
Excuse me, you go to me now when I'm about to have a choking spell. Hang on.
Yeah, no.
Brian, how's it going? I'm good.
It's like every week when we're recording, we're running into a little bit of
coffee. You know what it is? We catch Brian in mid-swig, like, you know, and he's having the, you know, the hard stuff.
I'm literally not drinking anything right now.
Maybe that's the
problem. So, things are good. So I've been watching a few things in between the previous episode and today. I had finished season 3 of The Bear. I thought that season was excellent, and that series once again is just excellent. I watched on Wednesday, on July 3rd, I watched Axel F, the long-awaited Beverly Hills Cop. I'm staring at my Back to the Future toys right now. So the long-awaited Beverly Hills Cop sequel, Axel F, debuted on Netflix. It's been 30 years since he was Axel Foley. I was not even 14, and I saw that movie, it might have been my 14th birthday going to see that in theaters, okay? Axel F, long-awaited, it's because after Beverly Hills Cop 3, they tried doing a TV series, and there was a pilot that was shot, and it never got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually footage on YouTube.
What a surprise, man.
Yeah, like, it got released now because the movie came out. But in this one, instead of it being Axel and his son, they changed it to have Axel have a daughter. And he has to go back to Beverly Hills because shit happens, like in every other movie. But what was cool is that they sort of voided out Back to the Future. Wow, I keep saying that shit. Wow.
You're just stuck on that, huh?
Wow. Wow. I blame you, Steve, for misnumbering episodes. So they voided out Beverly Hills Cop 3. pretty much completely. They brought back what looked like an original set. I mean, obviously it's rebuilt for new movie, but it looked like original sets for the Detroit police station, the Beverly Hills police station. And it was really cool seeing John Ashton return, Judge Reinhold back, Bronson Pinchot back as Serge. And of course, Eddie Murphy as Axel Foley. And it felt like the missing link after Beverly Hills Cop 2. So, and it was cool. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was part of the cast, Kevin Bacon. And it's sort of like, it sort of touched base and poked fun at part three in like one line and then erased it. And it's like, okay, well, this is the actual part three. And apparently, Eddie Murphy confirmed it in an interview with one of the media outlets that they're writing a five. And
okay,
I mean, I'm down for it. I mean, it at this point, it's not really a cash grab, but more of an entertaining film from a fan of the original franchise. And that's sort of why Cobra Kai was really good, because it was fans of the original franchise. And then last night I watched Jason Statham's latest film, The Baykeeper.
Ooh, that was a fun watch, dude.
It's The Baykeeper. He keeps bays. And I'm just like, yo, I was like, what is this movie? Like, when I saw the trailer, right, when the movie was going to drop in theaters, I was like, what is this? I was like,
I thought it was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, like the way the trailer and the poster made it look, mm-hmm. It's like it almost looked like it was some sort of like supernatural thing. The trailer
didn't sell it at all.
No, but like he goes after, he just, someone that he cared about died, and he just, Jason Statham does Jason Statham things.
Yeah, Jason Statham does John Wick things.
Or Liam Neeson things. He has a specific set of skills.
Yeah, yeah. I can't like, be, I can guess.
Like, the way he just infiltrated every single building, every single scene, or where they're very sneaky. Like the scene, I mean, it's really a non-spoiler, but like when he infiltrates the FBI prior to them going into the building. And he's like, well, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit.
They're like, who are you? Like,
yeah. It was a very fun movie to watch. Probably one of my favorite Statham movies of recent times. Yeah, I think the last Statham film I really enjoyed was The Wrath of Man, even though that was way too long.
That was still a good movie, though.
It was still a good movie. Like, once you realize why he was doing the things he did, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Which also, I think, like, when has Jason Statham really done a bad movie?
Well, the last movie that I enjoyed of his was actually Crank 2 High Voltage.
Right. And that people consider it to be a bad movie, but it's not a bad movie.
No. Nah. They're terribly bad for the right reasons.
Right.
I mean,
like, I haven't really seen a bad one from him.
Actually, no, I take that back. Him in the Expendables movies.
No, Expendables.
Those are fun movies, too.
Expendables 3 was the bad movie. But it's not his. But it. I mean, it was PG-13 when the other Expendables are rated R.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a fan of 4 because to me, 4 was like, you know, Expendables, the new generation.
It's on Prime, and I'm like, maybe I'll check
it
out.
I guess I'll give it a watch eventually, sometime, someday, somewhere.
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
speaking of watch, I saw, you know, those A&E biographies of wrestling or whatever. I saw an old one that I missed, which is the Macho Man one.
Oh, fun.
And that one was good. The only thing that really gets me is this. It just seems like for whatever reason, for like a lot of these things, they always kind of bring up more of the like negative stuff, right?
Because they try to be as real as possible. They try to
like they tried their best not to, like, you know, besmirch his name in any kind of way or whatever. Right. But, you know, it was just the whole thing of just hearing of, like, you know, of how controlling he was, you know, with Elizabeth and stuff like that. Like, you know, he was, like, overprotective.
See, but they even did that in The Dark Side of the Ring, too. They did the same thing in The Dark Side of the Ring.
We're talking about Macho Man Ben Savage, right? This is like the Boy Meets World documentary.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Yeah. Cream of the crop, yeah. But yeah,
Miss Elizabeth was actually Topanga.
Dude, if it was Topanga, whatever, then I want to be Macho Man. Oh man, but yeah, but it was a really good watch and everything like that. It just kind of sucks, like, after you watch it, it's like, damn, Macho's gone. Fucking his brother, you know, his brother, fucking the genius, is gone. You know, and it's just like, and then that, isn't, like, just, then what?
Isn't Lenny still around?
No, he passed. He passed. Really? He passed a while back. Yeah.
Oh shit! I thought he was still around.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, he passed a while ago, and you know, just to, like, kind of watch it, and then a lot of the stuff that they had on there, like when they had the interview with their mom, right? Like, you know, it was old footage too, but you know, but like I said, it was put together well, you know what I mean? And it was a good watch. But I always like these documentaries and stuff like that. Like, you know, of course, the Dark Side ones are just, like, crazy.
Yeah, you had it in February.
Yeah, so.
February 23. Boo. Okay, I thought it was still around. Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, we can continue. I'm
sorry. Yeah, no, it's okay, dude. But you know, a lot of, like, I've been watching, like, these random, like, wrestling docs, like, you know, online here and there, and, like, they just been good, because, you know, sometimes, I think you already know, like, when you sometimes watch certain wrestling, especially, like, now, like, it, I'll say this, and, you know, we talked about it before. Raw is, like, hit or miss. NXT is not the same how it used to be. Dynamite's a mess. SmackDown's okay, and then Collision, you know, is hit or miss too.
So all wrestling is hit or miss, basically.
No, like, you know, you do have certain, like, good things about it or whatever, but I will say this: Collision was much better, you know, like when it first came out versus now, like, you know, but it, to me, it is the better show than Dynamite.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I agree.
But you know, and then, like, what is it? Like, you know, sometimes I watch Rampage 2, and, you know, I don't know, man. Like, you know, it's just, like, no matter what, I'm going to always love pro wrestling. But I'm not, like, I guess maybe it's just because of the stuff that I grew up with and the stuff that I grew up loving, right? I'm not a fan of newer wrestling.
That's totally understandable, because what I love about everything now is that there is everything in everything. There's a little bit of every little style in everything that we watch now.
Yes, and that is the old school ECW format.
Yeah, and that's why I loved ECW back then. And I still watch stuff now. Like, I enjoy all wrestling because there is a little bit of something for everyone. There's a comedy, there's just nonstop action, there's the flippity doodahs, there's the hard hitting, there's the little skits, there's everything. There's literally everything in there, which I enjoy. Yeah, the reason why I like AEW more than WWE is because AEW actually get at least 45 minutes of wrestling in a 3-hour show or in a 2-hour show. Yeah, WWE get 45 minutes in 3 hours.
Yeah, and then the one thing that I kind of hate when it comes to, like, WWE programming is, like, let's say you have a match that starts, like, in 2 minutes, and then, oh, we're off the commercial. Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I don't know.
This hard-hitting action about to come to us. We'll be right back. What the
How do we feel about WWE coming to Netflix?
That should be interesting. Hopefully they do more than just 40 minutes, or like not even like, more than 30 minutes in a 2 hour.
From what I heard, the rumor from the Netflix thing is that apparently Raw's gonna go down to 2 hours, and then since SmackDown's gonna go to USA, SmackDown's gonna become 3 hours.
Why? It doesn't take that long.
You don't need 3 hours. Like when Raw used to be 3 hours on occasion, I was like, okay, they have a lot of story. But then they're like, oh, now Raw is 3 hours permanently for the last X amount of years that it's been. And it's just like, so we get like an hour's worth of wrestling and 2 hours worth of commercial breaks.
Yeah.
For what?
No, you get backstage storylines and commercial breaks.
Pre-recorded backstage storylines and commercial
breaks. More commercials than anything. You gotta make sure you pay the bills. Duh. No,
the one joke that I love online that's been crazy lately is that when Raw goes to Netflix or whatever, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Seth fucking Rollins.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna go that hard on it. Like, they'll go a little harder. They might actually do blood now, but I don't think
it'll be kind of funny. They won't probably, you know how like it's been with SmackDown. If you've been watching SmackDown lately, like when people do fingers in the audience, that they'll black out the screen and it's
right. Yeah, they probably won't do that. They probably won't.
That has been fucking annoying as hell. And then when the fans chant "Holy shit!"
I was just about to say that. Yeah,
they just mute everybody.
Yeah, no. Yep.
And even the commentators is trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? They might make it better, but whatever. We'll see. It's still fun. I'm still gonna enjoy it, no matter what they do.
Oh no, dude! I'm gonna still watch it because I still love pro wrestling in general. But it's just but you know, it's just, I don't know, man. I know it's a renaissance, like you know that it's you know the like. It's a combination of everything, and it has, you know, like no matter what, it's gonna always progress differently, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the good thing about it is, like, let's say, you know, the appreciation that if you want to watch, you know, like older stuff, you can always go to the library or just go on YouTube or any other stuff and just look up for old stuff.
Yeah, there's a plethora of wrestling out there.
So how is this gonna work though? That with the Netflix deal, because they're also on Peacock. Are they leaving Peacock?
Eventually.
It was a multi-year deal. And then whenever
that deal is done, they'll probably jump everything over to Netflix.
So, like, are we going to be watching pay-per-views on Netflix eventually?
Yeah.
Look at what they're trying to do now with the whole fucking, you know, even though I think it got postponed because somebody got hurt between Jake Paul and fucking Tyson. That, and remember, they've had live events because remember the fucking
Tyson had ulcer flare ups, and that's what happened.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But they've had live events, you know, live on, you know, on Netflix, so it is possible.
Yeah. It is. Like I said, like, it's always doable, especially now with all the streaming stuff. Like, because you can do streaming with just about anything. Like, Amazon does NFL football really well. Every Thursday, they have NFL on there, and they do a bang-up job on there for Prime. So I don't see why Netflix can't do a good job with Raw or whatever over there. They'll be fine.
But I just want to see if, like, you know, this whole PG era would, because they are trying to take, you know, they're trying to go a little bit away from it, like, you know, to give it a little more realistic, you know.
Yeah, but I think what they'll do, they'll probably wind up doing just PG-13 and not just all the way, like,
yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying, like, you know, full-fledged, like, you know, you're not gonna have a Shane Douglas, you know,
yeah, no,
promo from like old school ECW, whatever, but
no, that's not gonna happen. It'd be nice, you know. That's not gonna happen.
Oh man, that'd be hilarious! Like, you know, the first night of Netflix, just seeing it just comes out and just, you know, just go all Peacemaker and just, you know, F bombs here and there. That was still surprising too about what came out of this weekend of this dude's retiring next year.
Yeah, kind of so we he mentioned the last time he was around. He was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm probably gonna
he's not around. He's not gonna be around forever." And but I like that he clarified that he clarified on Twitter saying that just because this is my last Mania or my last Rumble, my last, you know, hell, my Elimination Chamber, my last Mania, yada yada yada, he's staying around ring to maybe 30 to 40 in-ring appearances or appearances total, and then when he retires from in-ring performance, he's not done with the company. He'll show up and be like in a suit and a tie and just show up.
Well, he didn't just say it there. He also said it like on the press conference after the thing yesterday. He was like, "Yo, like, I'll be around. I'm not quitting. But like, as far as wrestling wise, I'm done. I'm putting it up after the end of 25. He will be done with it. With as far as being in ring, he's like, I'm done with it. I'm not gonna be any guest referees. I'm not gonna do any of that. I'm just gonna be like, I'm done with it. I'll do anything backstage or do anything within the company, but I'm not going to be.
Yeah. I mean, and you can't blame him. He's done it a long time. His body is just like enough. And he's doing it before he, you know, before he dies in the ring.
He wants to continue to do it so that way he can actually walk around and actually do things and not
be
a vegetable by the time he gets done with everything.
Yeah, because exactly. I do want to, like, you know, I do want a Peacemaker season 3, you know, and, even though they're in the midst of recording season 2.
And honestly, that the trailer that dropped the other day for his new movie Jackpot with Awkwafina looks hysterical.
I've not seen that yet.
Awesome. Yeah,
I guess we could play it now.
We could. I'll find it. Oh, damn it. All right, yeah, let me look it up. We keep talking.
No, I just like, honestly, I didn't hear about that or whatever. Good poll, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Hey, what can he say? But you're welcome.
Yo, speaking of that, when The Rock said that shit in a promo as Final Boss, when he was like, "What can I say except you're welcome?" and gave the fucking wink, I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
You know, like, as a dad, you pick up on that shit.
Yeah, no, it's definitely pick-up-able. I get it.
I still say to this day that was one of the best, like, beatdowns in quite some time, even though, like...
Oh, for
only,
sure.
The only one complaint was that I kind of wish they would have just let the, you know, the language fly a little bit more, but I get it because, you know, she's still on TV.
Yeah.
But then, if I remember correctly, online they had the uncensored, you know.
Yeah, that's why they played most of the, like, that's why he did his promo, like his Crybabies, Cody Crybabies. He had it all on his Twitter before anything.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch the trailer for Jackpot.
Congratulations, fans of trailers! You've taken the time out of your busy schedule of working
or using the bathroom to watch the trailer for our new movie, Jackpot.
Stay tuned after the trailer for a chance to win the official Jackpot.
It's a sweepstakes. You're gonna love it.
Here it is.
The trailer.
For Jackpot.
So why are you here? Are you here for, like, pleasure or pain or...
No, I'm an actress. Great. They're rebooting Barbie.
Hi, I'm Katie. Just got back into town and ready to act.
Did you prepare something?
I have something, yeah.
Katie Kim is our new Jackpot winner. Happy hunting, LA.
I definitely didn't get the part, so there's no need for the death stare.
She's my Jackpot.
What is happening?
Uber for Katie? Did that look as cool as it felt?
Oh my God. What is going on?
Katie, you won the lottery. And now anyone with a losing ticket that kills you before sundown gets her money. Ah! Legally.
Okay, that's murder.
Oh, not in California. It's just a chance at the big time.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah.
I need a hero.
Ooh.
too.
I need you to put this on.
If you kill me, you get it all. So why the hell would I trust you?
You treat people like you want to be treated.
Oh, you dirt-faced me! Oh, shit in my sneaker!
Really hit the target there. How's it look? Good? I called in a favor.
We are the biggest lottery protection agency in the city.
I do trust you. I think it's because you look like a bulldog that like a witch casts a spell on and turned into a human. You ever get that?
Yes.
We're in trouble, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Who wants some head?
Why are you winking at me like that? Man, you can't just steal people's panic rooms, dude. What are you, Jodie Foster?
You know too much.
I really don't, though.
Katie's the biggest jackpot of all time. Hero. Just find her.
Hero. Cowabunga. Hero.
Journal power.
This is a prosthetics machine. If people can't recognize you, you're a lot safer.
Hey, girl. Hey. What? Too sexy? Ah!
That looks fun.
That looks fun.
That looks fun. The only thing that, kind of like turns me off of it is fucking MGK. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Besides that, it looks fun. It looks cool. I might watch it when it comes out on Prime.
It's one of those movies that you just like, hey, you know, if you got an hour change to kill, fuck it.
Right. That's kind of like the last couple weeks I watched A Die Hard, which is Kevin Hart's, you know, action movie, which is still funny, but yeah.
I know of those. I didn't watch them though.
Yeah, they're fun. Then I'm like, oh my god, you need to watch them. No, they're fun. This one of those. Like, yeah, it looks fun. Will I watch it eventually? Probably. If I have nothing else to watch, maybe.
You're not convincing me.
No. I don't think I'm trying to convince you. I'm trying to convince myself. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe. Who knows?
You know what's going to happen? You're going to go on Prime or whatever. See if, is it on Prime or no?
Yeah, it's supposed to be on Prime.
Okay, no. So I was going to say, you're going to watch it. You can go on Prime and then be like, oh, that's right, The Boys.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's another movie that, it could be horrible, but I'm just going to watch that before I watch this one.
And that's how you sell it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Thanks for that, Brian. I wasn't expecting that one. That was good.
You're welcome.
Yeah. As for me, like, I've been watching a lot of shit. Something that, like, I haven't spoken about in a while. It's like my horror list. I've been watching a lot of shit. This just since the 4th, which was on Thursday this week, I've watched 10 movies pretty much since Thursday until today. And I'm like, yo, I love it. I watched Henry for the first time. Never seen Henry. That's the one with Michael Rooker as a serial killer. So damn good. It's so twisted, but I love it. Michael Rooker is a great fucking actor. Another one that stands out is In a Violet. What is it again? Hold on, I got my list in front of me. In a Violent Nature. I was going to say that, but my brain just went like, oh, no, that's not right. Yeah, no, In a Violent Nature. I watched that one. That one's really good. It basically follows a certain adjacent type person, like a slasher, but it follows him the entire time. So you see his point of view killing everybody. It's a really fun watch. It's really awesome, really good. It should be on Shudder sometime soon, but it's good. It is a really fun movie. I really enjoyed the hell out of that one. And then yesterday, I went to the theaters. Yes, I went to the movie theater for a little bit. And I watched Maxine, the final part of the, I guess you can say the Pearl or X trilogy by Ty West. And it is awesome. It is awesome. It is a great way to, you know, tie up everything and finish up the whole trilogy. It's really damn good. I really enjoyed the hell out of it. And I cannot wait to watch it again because it is that damn good. I am a big fan of Ty West. He's done really good stuff. I've loved him since The Innkeepers. The Innkeepers was an awesome movie. And he doing this one, doing these three, really, really gave me like a big old thumbs up for me. And I really want to see it again. Mia Goth is fucking fantastic. And you spoke about Nicolas Cage. Not Nicolas Cage. Kevin Bacon is in it too. He plays a private investigator that's trying to investigate her. And it dies in one of the most awesome ways. Yes, good stuff. So yeah, check out.
Does he try to investigate her privates? Is that?
No, he doesn't try to investigate her privates, but he finds her and she's like, she doesn't want to get found. And he continuously finds her and she like punches him with her keys and bloodies him up and he's like, fuck you, I'm going to find you again. And he tries to kill her, but she turns it around and she winds up killing him or having him killed.
What Brian mentioned earlier, whatever, we call that the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. But it's a really dope movie. Also watch The Watchers, a really fun movie that's out in some theaters now, actually. Watch that one. That was actually done by the daughter of M. Night Shyamalan. It's a fun watch. It's a weird movie, but it's good. And I watch Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney. Fun watch. I watched that one earlier today before I started recording, actually. Good stuff. Good stuff. All good movies. And before we get into the geek shit for the week, I figured I'd do something a little different. Of course, we usually do the ranker list and stuff like that. But I found another list that we should do that was actually pretty freaking good. It's a good list that we should be doing. And I figured, why don't we do that list now? Where is it? I have it in my notes. Where are my notes? Didn't send it to you guys, but it is.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, you know, that I don't remember that on the show notes.
Yeah, because I don't want to put in the show notes because then you guys know what we gotta do all the times.
Keeping us on our toes, nice.
Of course. And these are the 10 most satisfying deaths in comic book movies. So we're gonna go over 10 of the most satisfying deaths in comic book movies. So there's a bunch of them that have happened within comic book movies, but some of them are different, but they're so good. So let's start with Alex. What is a comic book death that you think is on the list?
I'm going to mention, to me, in my opinion, the greatest comic book movie of all time. 89 Batman, The Death of the Joker.
No, unfortunately, that is not on the list.
Boo.
That's a good
one. I mean, like, even though, you know, when it comes to, like, stuff, you don't want it that, then, I mean, my next one would be, you know, the one from Returns.
No Batman or Batman Returns in this one. No.
All right, okay. So I went twice. Of Brian goes twice now.
Yeah, Brian, what's yours, dude? Oh, my bad.
Deacon Frost, Blade.
Yep. That is number... That is on the list. That is on the list. He's good. I like the way he died, too. It was great.
And it's really shitty CG form, but yes.
Yeah. It was great.
So like, what number
That was number one. That was number one.
Oh, shit. My first guess out of the... All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Alex, Brian, you get another one because since Alex did two.
All right, Alex did two. Ooh. This is a tough one. Say, now, is it just MCU style? Is it just Marvel on this list?
Comic book movies in general.
Comic movies in general, okay. Shredder and the 1989 Turtles?
Whew, that is a good one, but no, that is not. That is not.
Because then, you know, of course, technically he's alive.
Right. No, but I still find it funny that that scene, Casey Jones, oops!
Yep. You know, what's fucked up about that is that you clearly hear someone yell out, he's dead, yeah. Talking about Shredder, and then it's like, uh-huh. Oh, Secret of the Ooze, he's alive!
Yeah.
They retconned this motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. Well, you have to.
Oh my god.
He's the main villain, so you gotta bring him over.
Okay, yeah. So now it's my guess right now.
It's not like the main villain for Turtles 2 is gonna be Vanilla Ice.
Mm-hmm. Which would have made complete sense too, so. Alex, what's yours? What's the next one?
Thanos in Endgame.
Yes, that is on the list. That is number 7. Good job.
Okay. Your turn, Brian.
Bob the Joker's goon in 1989 Batman.
No. As I said in the beginning, there is no Batman in this list.
Oh.
I'll give you another try.
No, that was his try. No, go ahead, Brian.
The main villain in The Crow.
No, that is not on the list. It was good, though. That's not on the list, though.
Okay, I'm going to mention my favorite death of all time in a comic book movie.
Okay.
The fucking parkour dude in Punisher Warzone when he got blown up with the rock.
Oh, that's fantastic, dude. That is great.
That is to this day. That is my favorite death in any fucking comic book movie or whatever.
Yeah, that is. Because
I'm just like, fuck your flippity, fuck your flippity flips.
For me, the follow up death in that movie was when he punched the guy, the cokehead dude, right in the face and punched right through his face.
Yeah.
But the parkour dude, yes, flippity flip and boom.
Yeah, pieces. Unfortunately, no, that's not it. That's right, unfortunately. That's good, though. I like that one.
So did I.
Brian, what's your next thought?
Oh, shit. I'm going to pass. I don't know.
Okay. Alex? For the steal?
Okay. Well, he got the number one, so there's really no point.
Yeah. There's no steal. Like, my first guess was the number one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Let's go. I don't know. Let's go with Ryan Reynolds killing Triple H and Blade Trinity.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, yes. No, but no, unfortunately, no. That's not it either.
All right,
so... I'll just run through the list.
Hold on. I want to get one more guess, even though it's one of the worst. Yeah, I'm just saying. To me, this is one of the worst deaths or whatever. That fucking monster in the original Hellboy movie where, you know, like you bring out this monster. He's like, oh, my God, it's going to be a big thing. My man just throws the belt with the explosives and just kills him off right there. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, like to me, I was just like, all right, let's see this big fucking battle.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself. You know, yeah, we're just going to blow him up like nothing.
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that one. All right, so here, starting with number 10, we have Creed learned that he's the idea of being bulletproof in V for Vendetta. So that's one. V for Vendetta is a comic book, of course. But yeah, there's one there. Another one, Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy.
2, right?
Volume 2, yes.
Yeah.
Sebastian Shaw in X-Men First Class. That was a good one. The next one will be Thanos, you said already. The one after that is Iron Man in Endgame. The one after that would be Owlman in Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths. Crisis on Two Earths, sorry. Owlman in that one. Okay. The next one will be Ego in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 as well. Killmonger in Black Panther. Wolverine learns what it feels like to die in Wolverine. And, Logan, not Wolverine, Logan. And Deacon Frost is number one in Blade. So those are those 10 that I found on the list, which has made it kind of interesting, don't you think?
I don't know, it was, but I'm still thinking, like, you know, it's like, listen, nothing still beats fucking parkour dude in fucking parkour.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. Nothing beats parkour dude. That's fine. We'll take it for what it is. So
well, far. I wanna take Almost to Death or whatever.
Sorry.
What is it? I forgot this dude's name. Tim Roth, when he got kicked by Hulk and Incredible Hulk, is like, he's dead.
Parkour dude did get beaten by a fucking rocket.
Yeah, he did.
My man got beaten into tomato sauce.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like when that happened, you just think, this has been brought to you by Ragu.
Yeah. Oh, there's a scene in that in A Violent Nature where the killer, he pretty much, there's one dude tries to sneak up on him and he throws an axe on him. Axe hits him right in the head and then he grabs the axe and he just chops his head and then he knocks him down. And then he continues to bludgeon him with the axe until it looked like Ragu on the floor, on the ground, in the woods.
Speaking of smashing heads in the woods, it reminds me of when I saw, what is it, the fucking Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey?
Oh, yeah, I saw Blood and Honey too this week. I saw it yesterday.
What'd you think?
Fun as hell.
What really got me. What was it near the end when he was trying to apologize to Pooh and he's just like, you know, Pooh's just like, technically, I'm you know, like, I'm paraphrasing, it's like, you know, fucking liar.
Yeah.
So apparently
those movies are really fun,
dude. I didn't expect to enjoy Blood and Honey as much as I did.
Yeah, it is a fun movie.
I mean, it's stupid at some parts, but you know, in a good way.
It's fucking Winnie the Pooh. What did you really think it was gonna be? Like, oh my god, it's gonna be a masterpiece? No.
You know, been hilarious if they would have done like in the aspect of like they would actually had like the like dolls or whatever, you know, just killing people. Like, so you see like a stuffed thing, like, you know, oh bother.
Yeah, no. But they did a pretty good job with that, with, you know,
Now I'm just picturing. Killing is what Tigger do best.
He's in the second one.
Yeah, I heard about that. That they're gonna introduce more of the characters, but I forget. In the first movie, they stated that they killed. What was it?
Eeyore.
Was it Rabbit?
Eeyore.
No, yeah, that's right. They ate Eeyore.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hilarious in the second one. They just bring it. That's why, like, he's all stitched up or whatever. They just bring him back, like, you know, like. And then let's say he's all manic depressive or whatever, like, you know, I kill because they tried to kill me.
No. He's not in the second one. Owl is a big part of the second one too.
No, from what I heard rumors of when it came to that too was because, since, you know, the Steamboat Willie or whatever is in public domain, they're going to try to somehow incorporate that too. And I was just like, I think it's a bit too much, but at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? whatever.
Another one that I watched earlier was Cinderella's Curse, where Cinderella gets the fairy godmother or whatever, or the fairy whatever the fuck. She's actually like a demon, and she gives her powers, and she winds up killing everybody at the ball. Fucking gnarly. She kills all the stepsisters with the glass shoe. It's fantastic.
I think I need that in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Cinderella's Curse.
What streaming service?
Yeah.
Was it Shudder or
neither? Okay. No, it's online. It's online somewhere.
Okay.
It's on the high seas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff though. It's a good watch. Like I said, it's not great, but it's pretty cool. And it's a short watch, so it's like an hour 15.
Well, usually you already know horror movies are that's the
average. They should be. Not many of them are that short. A lot of them are like pretty stretched and extra.
Isn't usually like that? Well, usually the average or whatever is between like 80 to 90 minutes.
About an hour and a half, like an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part. But like I said, some of them are they stretch it. Which is not bad. Like, as long as it has good substance to it, I'll take it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when I was on this Chucky binge or whatever, and I was watching like the, you know, a lot of the old, you know, Chucky, you know, the mm-hmm. not so popular ones, the ones that later on when, you know.
Seed of Chucky.
Oh, my God.
Cult Curse, of Chucky.
Cult Curse. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're still fun watches, though.
No, they are. But, you know, they're not as good as, like, because, listen, honestly, it's the first three, and then, what is it, Bride. Those are, like, you know, those are, like, top tier. Then after mm-hmm. that, I'm not saying it went, no, but, you know.
No, they're not complete shitbags.
They're not, but, you know, they're not as, I guess you want to say well-funded as the original ones were.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that, yeah.
But I will say this though, the series though, fucking fantastic.
The series is great.
Yeah, like I'm like on the last. I need to finish the last episode of the third season. I'm like, oh, so good. When they're about to do flatters on them, I'm like, okay, hitting it way out of the park.
Well, that ending without spoiling it, is fucking nuts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're killing him to do flatliners and bringing him back within 5 minutes. How is that not crazy already? Just the thought of it.
Well, I'm just saying, since you didn't watch it or whatever, just, you know, you like I said, that ending, just oof.
No, I get it, dude. I understand what you are saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm just saying, in general, it has to be something absolutely nuts when you're going to do flatliners with a kid.
And also, like, at the end of the episode, for the season 3 finale, there's a phone number that if you call it, you get a voicemail, and it's Chucky basically saying, like, who fucking calls people anymore? Text me like a normal person or some shit like that. And it's great. And it's basically nice. Vote to get season 4 going.
Nice.
You know, 4 more years of Chucky.
Hell yeah, dude. You know. I'll take it.
Yo, I would gladly take another season and just gladly bring back Devon Sawa as yet another three characters on a show.
Dude, the fact that he played two characters in this again, I'm like, yeah. He played the president, and then he also played the president's body double after he got killed.
Yeah.
I just still find it funny that he played played Jake's dad and uncle.
Yeah.
In the first season.
Yeah. And then he was the priest, and he was two characters in
No, he was season just a priest two. In the second
no, season. No, he was just a priest in season two. The priest I still, oh my God, I still feel so bad for that girl, Nadine.
Yeah, yeah, that was sad.
What, the one that got thrown out the window?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and impaled through the fucking the gargoyle?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the gargoyle, it was the angel or whatever that it was holding her like...
Regardless, yeah. The statue.
The weeping angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's a fantastic fucking show. Like, I really want them to do more. I also want to see what, because their words of possibly making another movie, tying in the show as well. So why the fuck not? They've already tied in most of the show with all the movies as well too. So I'm like, oh, like, why the fuck not? Bring it on, dude.
Right,
Oh my god, what? I was just thinking about when I went to Comic-Con this past year and they had the. The advanced episode of one of the episodes, and it was the episode with Kenan Thompson that, you know, that he's just there. And once he gets killed, guest starring Kenan Thompson after he got killed. But what I thought like was kind of cool was that they showed the episode, but the only thing that kind of sucked though was that when that came out, you know, when they had that panel, they couldn't have any of the stars because you remember it was around the time with the strike.
Right.
So all it was just like, you know, you had like an MC or whatever. They were giving away stuff, and then they.
Well, yeah, because they couldn't talk about anything that had anything to do with Hollywood.
Yeah, well, you like, and you couldn't promote anything at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like, you know, I was like, you know, you at least wanted to do a panel. Well played, you know.
Yeah, basically. I got to meet Devin Sawa at the convention out here this year.
Nice.
I got to meet him and Fiona.
Very nice.
Awesome. Hell yeah. They were really cool. They were really nice.
Did you go, are you going to play multiple roles in the next season? If there's season?
Yeah. Well, because this is around the same time that they were in already. The season was going on. So, like, right before they cut the season in half was when he went to the convention or whatever. Unfortunately, they didn't talk about it, but he was there. They were both there, and they were both awesome. We were just like, yeah, like you're great. You're great at what you do. You know, give us more stuff. And like, yeah, we got you.
Thank you for your service.
Basically, pretty much.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for getting killed over and over again.
And he enjoys it, too.
Dude, honestly, I think that's like a bucket list thing for me. That we said, like, you know, one of the goals would have been if, like, you know, to be either a victim in a horror movie or something like that, like, you know, at least, you know, just to see it, like, you know, like, so that's how it looked like if I died.
Right. Well, you remember, me and Mario, we were both extras in a zombie documentary years ago.
Yeah, I still remember the pictures.
Yeah, I was a zombie in the documentary.
I was on joke around saying, like, no, you look like Jillian Hall with the big fucking mole, you know, on the side of the face.
moly. No.
Oh, man. No, it was cool. Like, you know, I thought that was pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty dope. Had an awesome time. See, now I'm trying to find the picture.
You have to scroll way into your phone.
Yeah, for real.
Kind of reminds me of, like, you know, that whenever you do, like, when you have to add your birthday and you got to scroll for the year, it's just like when you get old, it's like, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm mad because from there, whatever, it looks like Steve, like, you know, hardcore wrestling promo pic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Steve. Yeah, that was for Steve the Savage.
Yeah, pretty much. That's for Zombies of Living History. That was for the History Channel. Yeah. I think it's online somewhere. You'll probably find it. We're about an hour right now. You wanna continue, or we're pretty much good with the show? I think we're good.
I think if anything, we could just, like, you know, speed through the news.
We can.
Because, remember, like, from what you sent, there wasn't a lot of stuff.
It's not a lot, exactly.
Yeah, so there's a good amount of stuff. We can just go for it.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. So.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about some geeky shits. Okay, so.
Geek shit.
The first thing, of course, you know, this week it was 4th of July. And Anthony Mackie put a picture of himself as the new Captain America, and it looks pretty dope. It's not like, you know, oh my god, it's so different. It's very close to it. It's very close to what we've seen previously.
Yeah,
but it looks good. It looks good for you know, for like today. It looks pretty good. something that, that's pretty much been around for a little bit. And it's technically the same type of suit that he had for as like Captain Falcon in the comics as well. Like, it's not very different.
Well, you know, they change it up a little bit each time.
Right. And it's not a bad look. Like, yeah. Like, it's not bad. Like, I'm down for it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. Like, this is one of those movies that I'm really excited for. That's because coming out later this year or next year or whatever the fuck is coming out.
I love McDonald's had they released the toys for it.
Yeah.
You know, like the
back in April.
Yeah, which made me laugh. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, oh, why would you do that? Like, you know, like, yeah. it should at least came out around the time when I just guess, like, you know what? Because what is it? Fucking everything held back or whatever that was supposed to come out around this time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because it was because of the strike, because of the writer's strike, that everything was pushed back.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. It's whatever. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm excited for it. I want to see what they're gonna do with it. I'm also excited that that this dude is in it. Fucking Giancarlo Esposito is in it.
Yeah,
he was also in Maxine too. He was great.
He's in everything.
He had a funky wig, but it was dope. It was dope. Giancarlo Esposito plays typically what you would expect him to play in this movie.
What I really appreciate was him in that episode, you know, with the, you know, and the boys, you know, two episodes ago.
Yeah, where he came back for the first time since season one, season two.
Yeah. He's so damn good.
He was great in Kaleidoscope.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't think I've seen Kaleidoscope.
What I loved about Kaleidoscope is that you could literally watch that in any order and it will tell a different story.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that show. I
because it's all it. Yeah, it yeah. It came out last January.
Mm-hmm.
And like basically that was a series that it was 8 episodes and it told the story different perspectives depending on the character, depending on what episode you started.
Hmm.
Which is a pretty cool I've only ever watched it straight through.
Okay.
So I guess maybe one day when I have, you know, something I want to try something else, I'll try watching it in some bizarre order.
And it all makes sense.
Yeah. That's how they wrote
it. That means you actually have to sit through the entire thing multiple times.
To see it from everybody's perspective, yeah, but that's pretty cool though.
Good. I'll probably just watch it once.
In order.
Yeah, if it's that good, maybe twice, but no, I'm good. I'll watch it in whatever order they gave it to me in the beginning. And that's about it. Next piece of news that we have this week. Of course, we mentioned Christopher Reeve last week, but we got news that Christopher Reeve's son is supposed to be—he's supposed to make a cameo in the new James Gunn Superman.
Is he playing proton powder?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think he's playing a protein shake. I think that'd be weird if he's in a protein shake. But but yeah, he's supposed to be making a cameo in this one, which should be interesting because he does. He actually looks a lot like Christopher Reeve.
Oh yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, kind of want to say.
Kudos to you, Brian, for bringing up the previous episode.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. But yeah, he's supposed to be a cameo in it. Why didn't you just add him to it? But I guess he's not really an actor, so.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. We'll see what they do. We'll see how they fit him into the story. For all we know, he might just be another person on Daily Planet. But we'll see. I'm excited to see it. Everything that comes out, I'm just like, yeah, like, yeah, give me more. Give me more. I want to see more. The next piece that we have for the week is something that, like, I'm surprised, but not surprised at the same time, is that Andy Serkis is returning to Lord of the Rings, but for a new, I guess, movie. He's going to be starring and directing in the Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. He's great as Gollum.
Yeah.
And for see him coming back again as Gollum, Like, yes, please. Bring it on.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Peter Jackson, from what I'm hearing, he's just he is attached to the movie. He's not going to be directing, which could be hit or miss. But Andy Serkis is in it. I'm down.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. Yes, he's very behind the scenes. You don't see much of him in general. But as far as what he's been doing, I'm like, yeah, like, down for it. I want to see what they're going to do.
You have to admire the way that he, you know, really immerses himself in the roles.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. Like characters, especially like, you know, what was it in the Planet of the Apes movies where he was, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, really acting like a, you know, like a fucking chimpanzee and all that stuff. It's
yeah,
just like
an ape, yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, you know, just him moving around as Gollum when they show the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good show. I want to see what they got to do with this movie. They haven't really said much about it, but it should be cool. And in sad news. They have basically told us, of course, they said there were going to be a bunch of different, you know, Batman-centric shows on Max coming sometime soon. But it looks like a lot of those shows are not happening.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because they were going to do a Gotham, like a Gotham City, like, you know, Gotham PD type show. That's not happening anymore. Also, one of the big ones that's happening is an Arkham Asylum type show. Also not happening. Very sad.
Yeah.
Well, two shows that I was actually looking forward to, but it's okay. Because we're still getting the Penguin. So
yeah,
I'm down for it. We'll see what they're going to do in the near future. But who knows? Who knows? They might just wind up throwing it somewhere else.
Well, honestly, I'm just looking forward to, you know, Batman Cape Crusader. So
yeah, and that's gonna be on Prime in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say just a few weeks.
Yeah, so I'm down for it, dude. And then the final piece for this week that we can go over. Actually, no, I think there was one more thing. We got before we get to the trailer that we found this week that was not too great.
you're not wrong.
Well, I'm just trying to be real. The one thing that we saw this week that was actually pretty interesting was the fact that we got stills and we got pictures of this dude in Gladiator 2. Fucking
Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal, yeah. Why is he in part two of Gladiator? I don't know. Why is there in Gladiator part two in general? I don't know.
The movie's 24 years old.
Right. Why? But I get it. He's an actor that everybody wants in everything. I get it. I understand. But do we really need to see him again? Doing another role?
No. We don't, at least not a Gladiator movie.
Right.
We don't need a Gladiator 2. We haven't needed a Gladiator 2 since Gladiator.
We haven't needed, exactly. Gladiator 1 by itself was good enough.
Kind of reminds me of, what is it, after 300, when they had, what was it, that second one, that wasn't a prequel. I remember watching, what is it, like the first couple of minutes of that movie, and I just shut it off and like, nope.
Yeah. Wasn't good at all.
And, you know, you try to give it a chance because you're just thinking to yourself, like, it might be, you know, like, you're hoping that it's going to be as great as 300, but...
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it wasn't.
No.
It was kind of dog shit. And speaking of, we have a trailer for the new Hellboy, the Crooked Man. It is a good story. I read the comic and it's good. It's a good introduction to Hellboy. But we have learned that it's gonna be another movie. And it looks like a fan made trailer. Sorry to say it that way. It kind of does. It doesn't look
really honestly, that's the best way of explaining what it looks like.
it doesn't look like it's something that, oh my god, look at that. It's just like
it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, those Bat in the Sun things when they have like the verses.
Yeah. Fan made.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's watch this.
Let's watch this dog shit.
Yeah.
Something in these hills. Something haunted. Evil. It smells like death.
How do you know that?
Dark things called dark things.
I heard tales about him all my life. Most just called him the Crooked Man.
You've got company.
All your friends, they all gonna die.
For a second, it sounded like Alex laughing in the trailer.
What really gets me is, like, what I told you before we started recording. It looks like, you know, Hellboy from Wish.
Yeah.
It looks like if they tried to do a Hellboy series for old school UPN.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't beat that, dude. Wow.
Yeah. Not even UPN, like the WB. Like something that would have been on the WB.
No,
before the cool DC stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's like if they tried to make a Hellboy series to try to ride on the coattails of what Xena Warrior Princess used to be.
Yeah. Which was on the WB.
So who was the actor playing Hellboy in that?
I don't even know.
Because what made me laugh for a second, I was just like, he looks like a Wish Liam Neeson.
He might be.
Oh, God. What? Why are they doing this to us?
I don't know. Jack Kesey. He was in 13 and 12 Strong. Never even heard of it. But one thing that kind of throws me off about it, like that makes me even feel like more this is like a fan made thing. What the fuck is PitchUp Entertainment?
Yeah.
What is that?
You know who they got in this?
Who they got in it?
They got the actor that played Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's in this piece of shit. So they got stardom.
Okay.
I love how you were trying to convince Steve. I know, jokingly. And Steve just went like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like,
this is one of those, definitely not for me. Am I going to watch it? Probably to torture myself.
Yeah, maybe if it's on like streaming and I'm home and I'm bored and I've been drinking, maybe it'll help.
You know what? I'd probably watch this if it was on Tubi. How about that?
Wow. Let me say this.
It's a Tubi original.
I say no. The first two Hellboys, I fucking love. Fucking Hellboy and then Hellboy. The Golden Army.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking great. Right. And then the remake with David Harbour. I was very hesitant on watching it, and then one day I was like, fuck it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to.
I just haven't seen it.
I will say this. You know, don't think about the previous two movies.
This could be amazing. This could be amazing for somebody that doesn't know anything about the previous two.
Yeah. But that Hellboy movie, you know, the one with David Harbour. Right? Like, you know, like that one. That one, you know, like what made up for it was just the violence.
And violence is good. We enjoy violence. We watch wrestling all the time.
Yay, violence! Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't have problems, I swear.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the problem that we have is that one movie. That's a problem. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this movie is like a PG-13.
Yeah, or even just PG.
Oof. That's when you know, like, you know, you just give it like that look and just like,
right. See, like, what I do like is the fact that, like, okay, instead of just giving it like full, you know, like, oh yeah, it's complete dog shit, give it a little bit of praise. Okay, physically, he kind of looks like the comic version of Hellboy. In fact, that, like, he doesn't have like the super protruding shoulders and shit like that. He's more like
lanky. I know what you mean, that he looks all leaned out.
Right. Which, okay, cool. I'll give him that. The fact that he has the shaved off horns, cool. The thinned out jawline, okay, cool. But does it feel like Hellboy in general?
I don't know. He's like this. I mean, David Harbour put in work. Ron Perlman put in work in their physique. This guy looks like he just got painted red.
Mm-hmm.
They just dunked him in like a vat of tomato sauce and just like, you know, let it dry.
It's painted red. That's who the original.
That's the name of this episode. Painted red. That's who the original.
It doesn't look great. It doesn't look great. I'm sorry to say it. It just doesn't.
Mm-mm. Now, all I will say is this. If you give maybe a second trailer and maybe show like other characters from the universe, maybe.
Sure. But it doesn't look like there will be other characters in there either. It just looks like it's going to be mostly him. Because it doesn't look like he's part of the BPRD of this yet. Okay. It looks like it's just him. And it also looks like he's not, like, within civilization, and from what it looks like. It looks like he's just in the middle of the woods or some shit.
What really got me was it kind of reminded me of, like, Hellboy in Resident Evil Village.
Yeah. I would not be surprised.
Yeah?
Yay, dog shit. So that about wraps it up for this week.
I'm glad that we got that other trailer to just kind of balance it out.
Yeah, that was a good
battle. I love how we just started with that. Like, you know, let's just watch this.
And let's start off with the cool shit and then
let's
finish out with the dog shit.
Let's finish with the bolt. Yeah, that's just complete dog shit.
Well, let's just see if we can land this motherfucker with this fucking abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can find the stuff on innercitygeeks.net, of course. Find this show, find all the other shows, mostly Mario and us doing shit. Comic of the World, Manga Time, Anime World. It's all on there. Every single week, he pumps up a bunch of shit. Of course, this show on innercitygeeks.net, obviously. Bright 3D Presents got stuff over there. And you can find it on the Spotify. And on SoundCloud, you can find the show over there. And where can you find you guys, Alex?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN period, Y period, ED. Where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me trying not to flub up movie titles. you could find me on Twitter and Instagram at both Bright2J Presents or Bright2J on Instagram as well. Check out Bright2JPresents.com. There'll be stuff eventually. Where can we find you, Steve?
And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MISTRJACKAL. And that about wraps it the fuck up. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you like we do every single motherfucking week. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
On Tubi.